How does one get off that emotional roller coaster? Roller coaster that's a mixture of love and pain. How is it that we can get involved in these types of connections with people that we walk away so abused and damaged and mentally, spiritually, physically, financially fucked up? Let's talk about these things. Let's dive a little bit deeper into it. Let's talk about how out of loneliness and desperation, we make fucked up decisions, bad decisions that lead us down a very dark, lonely road that we often regret. How did we get to that place to begin with, I guess is the real question. How did we get to that place where we so desperately want to see something in someone that they just honestly and truly don't possess? It's just all an illusion, something we concocted in our head because we so fucking desperately want to feel the love and the care that we have bursting out of us. We want to be the ones to receive that. So we often give it to people that really don't deserve it in the first place because we have these blinders. We're blinded. We're blinded by circumstance and situations and past experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, this can get so fucking deep. You could take one particular individual and go over the course of their life from childhood to adulthood and just see all of these markers along the way that affects how one thinks. And at some point, you have to take a step back. Because if you don't know what love is, and if you've never experienced what love is, don't you get tired after a while? I know I do. So in my own experience, I had to take a step back, and it was a hard step back. It was like I got, you know, hit in the face and fell to the ground from 100 stories up, just splat on the ground. And I finally realized that I'm really tired. I'm tired of putting myself in these situations. There's something wrong with my decision making. Why do I see things in people that just aren't really there? Is it because I'm desperate? Because I'm lonely? Like, that was a really hard, jagged pill to swallow. But out of that came a lesson of learning how to be by myself, which is really, really hard in this day and age. You know, the era of technology, and we have all these websites and apps and things of this nature, which in some sense is supposed to connect us, but it really doesn't connect us because people don't know how to communicate like face to face anymore, or have a telephone conversation. Everything is either, you know, text message and bitmojis and emojis and emails and that sort of thing. So I'm kind of old school. But back to what I was talking about, learning to love oneself is so important, whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't really fucking matter. Okay? We all get damaged and abused and used. We all have baggage. And in order for us to effectively be able to move on in a positive manner so that we can see clearly to avoid the next pitfall, you know what I'm saying? We have to learn how to love ourselves and kind of lick our own wounds and let them heal before we can truly move on and have a healthy relationship. And many of us in the Black culture, Black community, sad to say, no longer know what a healthy Black relationship looks like. That's another issue. But at this point in time, I just want to discuss or kind of highlight or just put it out there for the masses to think about, to just chew on. What is it to love yourself? Why does it seem like love and pain seemingly go together in this day and age? Is it because it's all confused? It's all a facade? You know, you have these unrealistic expectations based upon movies and TV shows and social media that make people, whether you're a woman or a man, feel as though they're inadequate. Because the average male and the average female can't afford liposuction and nip tuck here and there and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really out here, you trying to get your credit right, you got kids, you made a series of bad decisions, you're fucked up. You're fucked up out here, period. You're fucked up. You might be a little overweight. You might be underweight. Like, skinny bitches, crackheads, that don't look good either. So just because you skinny don't mean you fly. So let's get that out there. I'm just not talking about overweight people or chunky people. I'm talking about you skinny motherfuckers too. So with all that being said, we all need to take a look at ourselves. We all need to learn how to love ourselves, and maybe then we can treat others a hell of a lot better. I mean, that's just my opinion. It's just a little tidbit that I was thinking about. Just kind of felt like putting it out there. Fuck it. What do I have to lose? Feedback is always welcome. Feedback of any kind, positive, negative, it really don't fucking matter. But I just want for people to really think. Do you love yourself? What does that consist of? What does that look like, loving yourself? That's the question. And maybe then we can treat people better. And love doesn't have to come with so much pain, and pain doesn't have to always be associated with love.